That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum almost fell victim to Squire Skint's scheme to get Lum's wrecked car away from him for nothing. However, in the excitement caused by Abner trying to keep Lum from signing the bill of sale and Squire trying to hurry him before anything happened to queer the deal, Lum accidentally signed the wrong papers. Well, this happy mistake allowed him to take advantage of an offer of $700 from Ezra Seastrom. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, most of us have to stay on the job no matter how hot the summer days. And it's tough when one of those sizzling, sultry days comes along. Well, on these hot days, give yourself extra care and get extra comfort. Remember Alka-Seltzer's hot weather comfort treatment. And here it is. One, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. Two, eat light, easily digested food. Three, take a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer to help relieve your distressing headache, which so often goes with hot weather. Now, your drugstore may not be handy when you need Alka-Seltzer, so keep an extra package at your place of work as well as at home. Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, effervescent solution that is extra refreshing to taste, especially on a hot summer day. Yes, be sure you get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer the next time you go to your drugstore. Buy two packages instead of one. Keep the extra package handy where you work and keep the other one at home. And then you'll be ready when one of those blistering summer days comes along to follow Alka-Seltzer's hot weather comfort treatment. Remember, an extra package in the shop can help a fellow feel tip-top. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store counting the money from the sale of Lum's wrecked car. Listen.
Granny, looky there.
Yeah.
$700. 700 cool, crisp dollars. That's a pretty sight. Long green.
Yeah, riffle through them again, Lum. I just love that sound.
Yeah, it is a good sound, ain't it? Just listen.
Oh, doggies, I love that. It's music. What's the first thing you're going to do with your money, Lum?
Well, I can tell you the first thing I ain't going to do.
Huh?
I ain't going to change.
Change?
I'm going to be the same old Lum Edwards I always was.
Oh, that's a shame.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. I just thought maybe this money'd help.
No, sir. I'm going right on ahead and speak to all my friends just like all us did. Huh. Just like they're as good as I am.
They'll appreciate it.
Money ain't going to turn my head. I'm going to be as common as Old Shoe. That's me, Old Shoe Edwards.
Ain't you even going to buy yourself a new pair of shoes?
No, sir, I ain't buying nothing.
Well,
I'm going to put this money in the bank where it stays. All as before, when I got a hold of a little money, first thing I knowed, I spent it for something foolish.
Yeah.
Granny says it's going to be different this time. I'm going to put it where I can't get my hands on it.
Ain't you going to spend none of it?
No, sir. I'm going to use that for my old age.
Your old age?
Yes, sir.
No, you had me worried there for a minute. Well, come on, get out the wish book, start ordering stuff.
Abner, if you're incinerating that I'm in my old age right now, you've got another think of
it.
I might have a few gray hairs in my head, but I'm still young.
Oh.
Young and rich. And this time, I'm going to stay rich.
But I don't see what good it does to be rich if you can't make no use of it.
Well, having money in the bank gives you comfort of the mind.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to know it's there so that when, well, when something comes along.
Some flying by night scheme.
Oh, no, sir, Reeser. No, sir. I'm all done with them things.
Oh.
Them are for suckers. I ain't falling for none of that junk again as long as I live.
Well, I hope you're right, Lum.
Oh, there ain't no doubts about it. I done made up my mind, and that's all they are to it.
Well, my dog is good for you. I never thought I'd live to see the day to hear you talk this away. Special when you got a whole stack of folding money sitting right there in front of you.
Well, I've learned my lesson. That's what I've done. I'm being smart from here on out.
Hooray for you.
Leastways, far as money's concerned, I am.
Well, I'm proud to hear it. When are you going to the county seat to put the money in the bank?
Well, I figured I'd go tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Too late to go today.
Oh.
But before I go to the bank, I'm going to take some of the money and go over
by... Ah, now watch it, Lum. Recollect what you just said. You're going to be smart from now on.
Well, wait till I finish.
Oh.
I'm going over to the wholesale house and pay up that bill we got there.
The bill for the store here?
Yes, sir. We ain't been able to pay a cent on that since we ordered that whole new stock of canned goods 2 weeks ago.
No.
You know, after we give them away, all them cans that never had no labels on them.
Yeah, I know, but... Law me, Lum, you oughtn't have to pay that bill out of your own money. That's for the store.
Well, I want to do it, Abner. I'd like to get squared up with the wholesale house. Keep our credits good.
Well, yeah, but by rights, Lum, I ought to pay half of that bill. I just ain't got it.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about that.
Well, I worry.
See, I figure that a good share of that bill's my own fault anyway.
Yeah.
I was the one that went there and ordered all them damaged goods. I was going to make a whole lot of money out of that grab bag idea, but we lost on it instead. Another one of my big ideas.
Yeah.
But I'm all done with that. All done with it. No more big ideas.
Well, sir, that's good. I still say, though, that you oughtn't have to pay our bills anyway.
Well, Abner, me and you's been partners so long, it's hard to tell just whose bill is which.
Huh?
There's times when you've paid my bills and I've paid yours. I know you'd do the same thing if you was in my place. So just forget about it. It's done dead.
Well, Doggy, that's sure nice of you, Lum. I'll say that.
And while I'm in at the wholesale house, I might get a few other items that we need around the store. But after that's done, every cent of this money goes right smack into the bank.
That's a time.
I'm going to tell them to lock it up and throw the key away.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell... Uh-oh, here comes trouble. Look, Your Honor.
What?
Squire Skimp comes.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's madder than a wet setting hen at me for selling my car to Ezra Seastrunk instead of taking that deal of his.
Now, maybe you better get out of here before he talks you into switching back to his idea where you wouldn't get nothing out of it.
Oh, don't worry about that. Nobody's going to talk me in or out of nothing from now on. Where money's concerned, I'm doing my own thinking.
That's a time.
Standing on my own two flat feet. Or, I mean, standing flat on my own two feet.
Well, gentlemen.
Oh, howdy, Squire.
Come on in, Squire.
I hope you ain't mad about that little mix-up that happened yesterday, Squire.
No, that's all right, Lum. Tut-tut, forget about it. That's the way business goes, you know. It was my own fault for not paying better attention, seeing to it that you signed the paper where you were supposed to sign it.
Yeah, I thought I was putting my name down on that bill of sale you had, but in the excitement, I wrote it on another piece of paper that was laying there, I reckon.
Yes, well, it was an unfortunate accident. And, Lum, I can't blame you for accepting a better offer. Has Ezra paid you the $700 for the car yet?
Yeah, ever since. I've got it right here in my pocket.
Well, that's a nice price you got for that old junk heap there, Lum, yes, indeed.
Yeah, sure was way yonder better than that offer of yours.
Yes, well, you're a smart businessman, Lum. I've always said that. You're the smartest man around Pine Ridge. I mean that, too, Lum.
Well, thank you, Squire.
Yes, sir, that's one thing I've always noticed about you, Lum. You know a good business deal when you see one. Almost magic the way you do it.
I wouldn't go so first to say that. Hardly.
Well, I just want to drop in and congratulate you on your good business judgment, Lum. In fact, I wish that you were going with me now and give me a little of that advice.
Where about you going, Squire?
No place, Lum. Just going to see a man in regards to a little investment I'd like to make. Don't know if I can still get in on it or not, though.
Investment, huh?
Yes. Well, see you men later.
Yes, yeah, so long, Squire.
What kind of an investment, Squire?
Well, I'm really not supposed to tell them. It's so big that they say they don't want to get it noised around, you know, until they're underway.
Uh-huh.
All they're waiting for now is just to close the investment.
I see.
Lum ain't interested.
No, I know he's
no,
not.
No, of course not.
So long, Squire.
They say it's pretty big, huh?
Yes. Oh, well, I don't suppose it'd hurt to tell you, men. I know I can trust you.
Yeah, sure.
You heard of television, haven't you, Lum?
Television?
Yeah.
Finish, is that it?
You know, television is going to be one of the biggest things in the post-war world.
Yeah.
Going to sweep the country. They're going to have television sets and homes from coast to coast.
Well, did they ever get it around from behind the corner?
I've been
hearing about it being around the corner for years.
Well, that's what I plan to do, pull it around now, Lum.
They ain't closed these investments yet, you say?
No. Every night, millions and millions of people will sit in their homes in front of their television sets watching pictures. Just like in a motion picture theater.
Granny.
Now, what do you do when you're sitting in a moving picture theater, Lum?
Well, you watch the picture, natural.
Well, yes, but I mean, what else do you do?
Oh, you mean, what, hold hands?
Oh, no, no, you eat popcorn, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter with
you? Why, sure, you can't enjoy a picture show without having some popcorn to eat.
Well, of course not. Well, sir, now, it's a big company. I'm not at liberty to divulge the name, but this company has the television popcorn concession for the entire United States.
It's got what now?
They're making, Lum, a small popcorn vending machine which is going to be attached to old television sets.
Well, I'll be dead.
Yes.
Is that what you're investing in?
Wait now, Lum. It's something much bigger than that. There's another company. This outfit is also keeping its name a secret for the present. This company has been granted the sole rights for supplying the popcorn for the popcorn machine. Door-to-door service, you know. You can imagine how many people they're going to have to employ, Lum. Going to have operators in every city, town in the United States. Why, it's a $1 billion business is what it is. $1 billion easy.
Well, you say you want me to go along and advise you, huh?
Lum, recollect your resolve.
Is this man you're going to see president of this company?
No, Lum. He's connected with something much bigger than that.
Bigger?
Yeah, Lum, did you ever stop to think that this popcorn company has to get their popcorn from someplace?
Well, natural.
They're going to be so busy keeping all those machines supplied, they won't have time to grow it themselves, you know.
No, I reckon they would.
So where do they get it? From the earth. From the soil. The greatest investment a man can make today. I shouldn't tell you this, Lum, but this man that I'm going to see has an option on 10 acres of land. All that's keeping him from planting that in popcorn is a few poultry dollars.
Huh.
Just a few investors go in with him. Lum, do you know that the man who owns a piece of popcorn land today will not only control the television industry, but he stands to make himself independently wealthy? Well, so long, men. I'll see you later.
Hey, Squire, wait a minute.
Lum, come back here. Recollect your old age.
That's just what I'm doing.
Well, come on back here. You don't want to buy no little piece of land.
Piece of land, nothing.
Huh?
If I can talk Squire and his friend into it, I'm going into the telephone business.
Into the what?
Television business.
Oh.
Goodness, this is a chance I've been looking for all my life. The popcorn television business. All right, Jennings, that's for me.
Lum, you'd better wait. I don't think television is quite ready for you yet. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, it's pretty hard to keep from overeating at dinner after going all day with just a quick bite for lunch. But unfortunately, overeating sometimes leads to acid indigestion. But when that happens to you, be ready to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help give you extra fast relief for the stuffy discomfort of acid indigestion. And Alka-Seltzer is extra effective, too, because it also actually helps reduce excess gastric acidity. Just a taste Alka-Seltzer is enough to make you feel better. So try refreshing, extra pleasant Alka-Seltzer the next time acid indigestion comes along to make you uncomfortable. Now, with all those extra benefits, why not get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer next time you go to your drugstore? Buy 2 packages instead of 1, and keep one at work as well as at home. Remember, ask your druggist for genuine Alka-Seltzer in either the 30 or 60 cent size. Then, when occasional acid indigestion comes along, get extra fast Alka-Seltzer relief. Be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.